This one I actually was looking forward to. I haven't actually watched the video yet, but I definitely wanted to react to it because we see so much nonsense. And I don't really see y'all sending me stuff of people that got a different disposition or people that got a positive disposition. And so I wanted to go through and review this because y'all actually sent this to me. And it's of a guy, and his name is Keep Going. He only has 744 subscribers. So we definitely want to support the content creators. His name is Keep Going. 744 subscribers as of recording of this video. And his sentiment is that he has two jobs and he loves it, which is really not surprising considering what he looked like. But let's review the video and see what's happening.
Really, I do not love working two jobs. You guys should already know that. You guys probably, if you work two jobs, you probably don't love it, man. But look, you're doing it, I'm doing it, because you know what? We got to. Because the way shit is, there's, you have to really think about it, bro. There's probably like, not even probably, there's a million ways to get up out this race, you know what I'm saying? But this just happens to be my process right now. This just happens to be what I'm going through right now, bro. I'm out here on fucking Amazon, bro. The worst thing you can do, especially right now when it's like super hot like this. But look, the thing that like you gotta understand this, man. Right today, like I'm not fucking with this shit at all today, bro. It's mad hot. I got my freaking. I had to take my shirt off and put it on my head because I was getting burned up. But look, you gotta remember why you're doing this. Cause like, bro, I could easily just quit this shit and just work my single job, but that is not cutting it, bro. It's not. And I could do this and do this. There's so many things I can still do and will try to venture off into doing, but right now this is just what I got to do. And if you thug it out for a bit, man, and you really think about what the reasoning or what your reasons behind working two jobs, three, four, five, however many, or not going out to fucking party and not saving your money and all this bullshit, right? You gotta just remind yourself of what you're doing it for, because then that will keep you going, bro. Because trust me, days like this are always gonna be there, especially when you barely get any days off, man. But that's part of the fucking race, man.
Why does he have such a positive disposition, but everybody else that we always get, they always got this negative perspective about life? I mean, he's sharing the same sentiment as a lot of people as far as the conditions. He's not doing no other job any different than anybody else. But he got a positive outlook on it, and he like, listen, man, I love this. Like, look, I got my eye on the prize. I got a goal. I'm not going out. I'm not about to go and party. I know that everybody else get days off, or they always complaining about working more than 40 hours. They want to talk about work-life balance. But yo, listen, it is hot. It is one of the most difficult days to do deliveries. I got two jobs, but I'm motivated because I got a goal that I want to accomplish. And it's a way that I can work myself out of this situation. It's not that, things are all bad. It's that the opportunities, I just got to take advantage of it. So you telling me that this guy, who y'all said that he Hispanic, okay, cool, he Hispanic, he got a different perspective on life. He's smiling, he excited. I can see his van is empty or almost empty, so it looked like he did most of his deliveries. He hustling, and he not complaining about it, and he looking at it as an opportunity. This is the type of mentality that takes you far. Because it all starts up here and then it translates into your actions. You can see it in people's body language. You can see it in how it is that they look at stuff. When I get to work, honestly, I start getting excited because I know that the results is gonna come. When I start working, when I start grinding, it's nothing that I'm looking forward to more than getting in my studio. My studio is my sanctuary. It's like my church. Because I know that I can just create unlimited stuff. It, man, look, if we wasn't required to sleep, if God didn't make our bodies to where we had to sleep in order to recover, people would be in trouble. If we only needed 3 hours of sleep instead of needing 6 to 7 or 8 hours of sleep in order to, function regularly, people would be in trouble. I'm telling you. Because whereas where everybody else would still be trying to sleep 8 hours, I would sleep the minimum that I needed in order to operate at the highest capacity, and I would grind and go and get that stuff. I get so excited when it's time to grind because I know that it's a huge bag that's waiting for me on the other side of that hustle. And he just got a completely different, perspective on success and life and opportunity. Like, man, listen, I'm down to work two jobs. Hey, again, his name is Keep Going. Shout out to you. Let's keep going.
It's part of it. Nothing you can do about it. But then this will also help you realize, man, I'm working my ass off. Why the fuck am I going to spend it on some bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Because you do not want to be doing this shit until you're like 50. So do it now while you're young and you're capable of doing it. But be smart with your money, bruh. And by that, I really mean, like, look, honestly, there's so many different fucking situations, bruh. Some people need to do it out of necessity. Others do it out of motivation. Others do it of ambition. Motivation, ambition, same thing, really. But whatever the fucking reason for you, man.
Yeah, he do curse a lot. But we got to overlook that. We got to overlook it because he got such a positive mindset towards what success is. Listen, we can fix the cursing. We can't fix work ethic, though.
Remember why you're doing it, bro. And if it's out of straight necessity and you still paycheck off of two jobs, bro, then you is really on the fucking grind and you is really on the struggle. And you could easily just be like, fuck, man, I'm in a bad position. Like, and guess what? You is, bro. You is. And all you can do is, bro, like, just figure some shit out, bro. It's not.
Most of us don't even have an earning problem. We got a spending problem.
It's going to come easy. It's not going to be. It's really not going to be easy, man. But you just got to sit back and really evaluate everything and see what you can do, man. But look, working these two jobs, man. Don't be spending your money on some bullshit. Lock in. Try to make some shit. Try to make your money work for you. And when there's so many different ways, so many different this and so many different that. I'm not here to tell you what you need to do exactly, because I still really don't know. But the thing I know is one job is not going to cut it. So I'm here on the second one. And I'm about to start a third.
He said, I'm about to get a third. A dude said one job is not going to cut it. I think one job will cut it if you're just looking to be a normal, regular, everyday person and you want to, you know, you're not really looking forward to any great things. I like stuff, man. I like the fastest cars. I like I don't like to be restricted. When I go on Airbnb, if I go into a particular place or I go to a certain city and I decide that I want to stay at a hotel or Airbnb, I don't look at the price. I don't want to look at the price. If I go and book a flight, I'm going to book the best flight. I'm going to go 2A, 2B. 2A, 2B. My daughter going to be right there too. So it may be 2A, 2B, 2C. Because I want to be the first one to get on the plane and get off the plane. When you go to the restaurant, it feels different when you ain't got to check the prices when you go to the restaurant. When you just get whatever it is that you want. I don't even remember how much I paid for this trip. On everything. I have no clue how I pay for it. But it comes when you make the sacrifice early. You stay down long enough. You make the informed decision on how you're going to invest your money. And then long term, you benefit from it. It's a really simple equation of what success looks like.
And I'm about to be on some, like, and I just fucking, you know what I'm saying, bro? And like, yes, I'm tired. Shit, like, days like this suck. I really just want to walk out this bit and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care, bro. But then I remember why I'm doing it, who I'm doing it for, and it gives me enough to get through the day. And like, it sounds so like, oh my God, bro. No, bro, it sucks, but guess what? You gotta just do it regardless, you know what
everybody
I'm saying?
Hustle. Everybody hustle.
There's people out here working even more bullshit for even less. And it's not here to be like compared, like, oh, they have it bad, so why are you complaining? Bro, you don't even gotta really look at other people's situation, bro. Just look at your own. Is this where you want to be? If it's not, then you got to do what you got to do to get out of it. And if it's working two jobs right now, three, four, if it's doing this and doing that, then that's what you got to do, man. But there, look, there's always a smarter way and there's always better ways. But that, sometimes you just need capital, knowledge, experience, different things.
He is 100% right. See, you can't teach work ethic. That's the thing that you can't put into people. You can give them all of the knowledge in the world. You can give them the insight. You can give them an understanding. Shout out to Brock. I'm going to read that super chat shortly. You can give them all of the tools, but they're not going to do nothing with it. A lot of times I tell people what I'm going to do before I even do it. Oh, man, I'm working on this new show. Or, oh, man, I'm about to start this. Or I'll even throw out an idea just talking. And I said, man, that would be sweet to continue to do this and to do that. Oh, man, this is where the money is. Or blah, 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 so on and so forth. And you know what? It don't even matter. I know you're not going to do with it anyway. You're not going to do nothing. Yeah, man, and this is how I make money. And I show y'all the receipts. And this is how we do our content creation. And this is how I built the house. And this. So I remove all of the excuses. You don't even have to read a book. All you got to do is watch the video and then become a part of the Chasers. And level up and use the information in order to win. See, you could take a person like this. I'll take a person like this over talent any day. Not saying they're not talented, but I'll take a person like this because I can teach you the, you know what I'm saying, all of the little things and the jewels and how to make the modifications and how to look at stuff and how to implement it and the knowledge. The knowledge part is all the thing that's going to wind up getting you over the hump. But you can't teach work ethic, man. You can't teach effort.
So if right now that's not the path, like for me it isn't, thug it out like this for a while. Build up that capital, build up whatever you need, and then venture off into that next lane. And then just keep it going, bro. Keep it going. Look, it sucks. It's hard. But you gotta love it, bro. And clearly you don't love it, but honestly, you love the destination. And not really the destination.
It's the process. Like
your goals, bro. Your goals. You love the thought of that. Because right now is a thought. But the more and more you do your shit, the more and more real it gets. Until eventually, you're not fucking whipping a fucking Amazon-y fucking van truck, bro. You're whipping the Porsche white. You know what I'm saying? And I just...
you know, I can resonate with that. Shout out to the little homie. I appreciate it. And make sure y'all go and check out his channel again. I always like to give love to the content creators. It's called Keep Going. It's all mindset. And then it translates into your work ethic. Brock, I'm going to read a couple of super chats, and then I want to get to the last part of the show. So we're going to go to the other side of the spectrum, all right? The complainers. And I'm going to revisit another content creator that I reviewed. Y'all send me these update videos. I think that it's pretty funny what I see a lot of these people talking about because it shows that it's a difference, all right?